And now it's time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Woo!
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yay.
It's brought to us by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers and by Bio-T Testosterone Pellet Therapy. Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to the penguin, Ron Say.
I don't know.
He was in the old Adam West series?
No, it's a different penguin. That was the penguin Burgess Meredith. This is the 1981 World Series MVP for the Dodgers.
Huge forearms.
And looked like he was about 5'2".
Yet he had great power.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Very wide-bodied third baseman. All right, there's an early leader in the Josh Hamilton sweepstakes, Milwaukee. Now, I'm not sure it's a good idea for Josh to play for a team called the Brewers. But word is they're ready to make a big run at him, and they've got an ace up their sleeve, and that the Brewers hitting coach is Johnny Naren, who was Josh's life coach for many, many years here in Texas. That could really work out.
Interesting.
You know, there's the thought that some of the big market teams like New York and Boston will not be in the running, so maybe the price won't be too high for a team like Milwaukee. It's a small market that might appeal to Josh, and having Johnny Naren there could happen.
Okay, I could see that.
I'm not exactly who is to blame. I'm not exactly sure who is to blame for this, but I think it might be Tim Duncan, who is obviously a center, but has always been listed as a power forward. And, of course, in today's game, there are so many players who play hybrid positions up front, so much so that the NBA All-Star ballot this year will not include the position of center for the first time ever.
Wow.
Fans will vote simply for two backcourt players and three frontcourt players for each conference. Somewhere Bill Russell is turning over in his still-living grave.
Yeah, it kind of bothers me, too.
The center is the most classic position in basketball.
Right.
It's the iconic position, and now it's going away.
What's so ironic about it? I don't understand.
Iconic. For years, the NBA General Managers survey came out, and Kobe Bryant was always overwhelmingly voted as the league's most clutch player. But that has finally changed. This season, the GMs have voted the Ticket's own Kevin Durant as the most clutch by a 46% to 40% margin. And I wouldn't argue with that.
No.
God, he's hit so many big shots.
Keep thinking about that. That was game one against the Mavericks this year, that one that bounced on the heel of the rim and went back through.
Mm-hmm.
A huge shot that was.
We were wondering why Brent Musburger was having trouble with Steve Spurrier's nickname a couple of weeks ago. He was calling him the old head coach and the old head football coach. And we always thought his nickname was simply the old ball coach. Well, apparently this summer at SEC Media Day, Spurrier let everyone know that his nickname at Florida was the head ball coach. And that in Washington, when he was with the Redskins, somehow it morphed into the old ball coach. But this year, he's making sure that everyone starts calling him the head ball coach again. He says somehow in Washington they added the old in there. And he says it's the head ball coach. So he's even got that written this year on his headphones, his headset that he wears during the game.
It's the
head ball coach. So now you know the rest of the story.
Sounds vulgar.
I swore, though, in those old game days when Florida was playing, they'd say, oh, the old ball coach. Remember the head ball coach.
And what's a head ball?
He says it's the head ball coach, and so we all need to get it right.
All right.
So Brent was fishing around. He was kind of in the neighborhood, but didn't quite hone in on it. Just outside of Wichita, Kansas last week, Tanner Wood, the quarterback for Conway Springs,
good to be with you,
shattered the state high school's single-game rushing record. The old mark was 488 yards set back in 1998. Connor's new record? He carried it 36 times for 659 yards.
Is that good?
All right.
Is that good?
That's great, but don't you immediately think of what that defense must have looked like?
It was probably a bad defense.
That's still awesome.
This is good.
Only 36 carries.
18.3 per carry.
659 yards. You remember a few weeks ago we had the kid in Texas set the state passing record single game, and it was right around 650 or 700?
Yeah. 700, I think.
This is on the ground.
You have a touchdown number for that game?
I don't. His team won, obviously, 84-56.
Oh, God.
And he also played linebacker that night.
Man, he was gassed.
Wood is committed to Kansas State next year, so they may have another Colin Klein coming in.
What high school is that?
Kansas State. It's pretty big.
No,
like 25,000 or something.
Crazy high school.
I don't know.
Hmm.
All right, has anybody here ever seen a comet?
Yeah, I have some under my kitchen counter.
A comet.
Yeah, Chris Cunningham, a wideout at SMU, was the comet.
Well, probably not, because
yes,
the last really bright comet to streak by the Earth was in 1965. But 1 year from now, in November of 2013, comet ISON...
Good to be with you.
...will pass by the Earth, and astronomers say it will be 15 times brighter than the moon, making it highly visible to humans and aliens alike.
Awesome.
So get ready for that. Next year, we're going to see a comet.
That'd be cool. I left a comment on Unfair Park earlier this morning.
Comment, probably.
Oh.
Wheels off criminal of the week, 40-year-old Cappy Patel, who failed to carry out his long-standing threat to burn down the Chevron station in High Springs, Florida. After dousing his car with gasoline in front of the store, he realized he had no lighter or matches, and he had to ask several customers without success.
This is a planning issue.
To help him out. He was arrested before he could do any damage. And in Ireland, a man was in a jewelry store and he asked to see a $2,000 bracelet. The man behind the counter took it out of the case, gave it to the customer, who immediately turned and ran out of the store.
Me thanks you.
The store employee, Brian McChrystal, also happens to be the national triathlon champion of Ireland.
Whoops.
He was going to be in it for the long haul, boy.
So he chased him through water and over land?
He leapt over the counter and ran the thief down, they say, rather easily. And finally, a golfer gets hit.
Oh. Yay.
A golfer gets hit in the groin by a drive and has to leave the round and go straight to the doctor. After getting in an examination room, he is seen by a 60-ish, all-business, tough-as-nails nurse. She says, "What's the problem?" He explains what happened, and she asks him to pull down his pants and underwear. The guy says he would prefer to just wait for the doctor. He's afraid that she'll laugh. She assures him that his care is the only thing that concerns her, and she has never compromised that in her 54 years. So he reveals himself, and his penis is teeny tiny, the size of a AAA battery.
George knows that feeling.
No.
The nurse begins to smile, then snickers, then an all-out gut-wrenching laugh. She gets up off the floor, she apologizes repeatedly, and says that'll never happen again. So she asks, "What exactly is the problem?" And he says, "Well, it's swollen," and she had to leave the room. This has been Friday Morning Scatter Shooting, a special KTCK sports presentation.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal, Junior Miller, for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. We'll see you next Friday, right here on
the pink flag. It's October
13-10, The Ticket.
My question is, before our like Cowboys pregame shows or something, why do we play
"This is a special KTCK sports presentation"?
They're all sports presentations.
Something great's about to happen, though.
But it's an all-sports station.
Right.
Everything we do is a sports presentation.
We never not talk about sports.
Well,
Hold on, Rich. It's a positioning thing.